Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Can you see that one in your Bible? They speak one to another. Husband and wife, you are in the same house. You are not speaking one another. There will be trouble. I know of homes like that. They don't speak with one another. I saw a video of a woman having a crisis with asthma. Asthma. And the wife and the husband, they were having issues as at that time. And the woman had a seizure and a crisis in the course of the night. And she wanted to tell the husband to help, but she doesn't know how to do it. Using the hand to touch the man, but the man will not respond. So when we wanted to sleep yesterday, we fought and we did not talk with one another. Now you are touching me now. And the man did not respond. They that feared the Lord, if you fear God, you will speak with your wife. You will speak with your husband. How can you be living in the same house and you are not speaking one another? Communication. The woman was trying to say something, but the man will not listen. And that's how the woman died. Just a minute will have saved everything. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Communication is a gift from heaven. It's a gift from heaven. And God gives it to us to establish us. So as a family, we must communicate. When you look at a marriage that you can call marriage, a sound marital union, there are three vital things that keeps them together. And I want you to note it in your note. Write it down. Three key things. If they are absent in a union, forget that union. It is gone. Number one. You want to know number one? Sex. Sex. When husband and wife, they don't have sex again, not because they are having health issues or because of one thing about because of maybe biological or health issues, they just decided that we will not touch one another. The husband is crying for sex, the wife is saying no. The wife is crying for sex, the husband is saying no. There will be trouble in that. That home will scatter. Because sex is a gift from God to establish a union. I believe I'm talking to adults now. Huh? So that's another triangle. Sex. If it's not there, there'll be trouble. Or it will signal the beginning of a crisis in that union. So one needs to watch that aspect of the union. But that's not our focus today. Number two, finance. Finance. Money matters. Money matters. If there is trouble with money in the home, there will be trouble. The union can eat the rocks. That's why husband and wife, the two of them, they need to work on their finance. That's why we encourage the younger ones to be financially self-sufficient, independent, before they, you know, venture into marriage. Oh, my husband is rich. Praise God. How about you? What is your own contribution? Oh, God forbid. Something should happen to your husband that you say rich now. So what do you do about it? You are left on your own. You cannot do anything. That's why you see the young ones now. They don't even wait. They don't bait an eyelid before they cross the fence to another place. Finance. We need to know how to make money. How to make money. How to multiply money. We need to learn how to invest money. These are things that will help our home to be stable. If there is money in the family, there will be less crisis. There will be less trouble. But when there is no money, even that girl that you call angel, my angel, my angel, we turn against you. We turn against you. When a woman is in the kitchen and she's singing, oh, God is good, He has done me well, oh my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. There is a bag of rice in the house in the air. There is soup in the house. There are so many things in the house. But God forbid. She fasted last week. The food of the morning will not meet the one of afternoon in the stomach. Our song will change you. Shuru aye mi to dabi erin. O mboro adoro ito. That's the kind of song you'll be singing. That's when the husband will come and touch her and say, hey, why are you touching me? Huh? Glory, you know? Hallelujah. Glory, you know? Amen. Amen. That's why you will call the wife once, twice, thrice. She will not answer. Mama Bola, don't you hear that I'm calling you? Did I tell you that something is wrong with my hair? It's because there's no money. Money motivates women. Hey, I'm not saying that too. Hallelujah. I hope I'm safe this morning. If I'm going home. Beloved, that's not even our focus this morning. But I'm just telling you about, you know, the triangles in marital union. Sex, finance, and the third part of it is communication. And that's our focus this morning. Communication. How do we communicate? What is communication? How will communication help us? What is the communication that you should not even touch, you should not venture into? So these are the things I just want to talk about this morning. When we talk of communication, what do we mean? It's the art of exchanging information, sending and receiving messages. When you send a message with your phone, you are communicating. I want to ask you a question. Women, in the last 1 week, be sincere. How many of you have sent a message to your husband on phone? No. I'm not saying to your business partner. I know you do that regularly, but to your husband. Oh yeah, let me see your hand. Anyway, thank God the husband is here. Because I can hear from the back. Baba is saying, when did you send it to me? Okay. I believe mommy. Because he's a child of God. You can see now. Only one.
And they come.
You are here. Okay. Look, what the percentage? Very few.
Okay.
But from today, I want a change. I want a change. Communicate with your husband. You know, some husbands, they find it so easy to quickly send message. Or they pick the phone and call the wife. But the wife to call the husband. Hey. Amen. I hope somebody will not say, Pastor, maybe this is the way our wife and the wife is doing. But she's a woman also. Amen. She will call you like this. Hello.
Hello.
Bam. Many of you have masters in flashing. Masters in flashing. Women. Women. Sir, why can't you call me with just 5 naira? Call. You are the one to call. Can you see? I don't know where they have seen that one written. That is only men that should communicate with their wives. Call now. Let me see that you have spent 20 naira. I will send 200 naira to you. If you cannot use 20 naira to communicate with me, I will not think of buying credit for you or airtime for you. That is me. And most men, I think they think like that. You should be able to say, okay, this is an investment. Invest in communication. In your family. This is very vital. To exchange communication. Exchange ideas. exchange news with one another. Something is happening in Alakia right now. You that you are in Olugbade or Ogunbade, in Akingbade now, yeah. How will you know? Well, somebody is there, and the husband sent a message. Something is happening in Alakia. My wife in Akingbade go through some million. That will save a lot of headache. Communication. What are the types of communication that is expected from you? I don't know of communication experts. They may have 1001, but in my little research, I've been able to discover maybe 4 key ones that I want to share with you. Number one, verbal communication. Yes, verbal communication, where you use your mouth. When you say good morning, that is communication. Well, say, how are you? That is communication. And these are the things that God expects that we do with one another. Number two, non-verbal communication. You know, like in those days, our parents used to say to us that we are not children of the mouth, but we are children of the heart. You see now, it's not everything that you use your mouth to communicate. At times, me and my mother, you go to a place and they say, this is your my mommy will take her apple, she wrap it, put it in her bag, and I will take my own. So I'm still looking at it, I'm juggling at it, maybe to eat or not to eat. But I've been looking at the face of my mother. You look at me like this. If they burn you, that's what she said, you know. Hit that box. I will beat the hell out of her. One day, I did not look at her face, so, and eventually I just took that. My mom did not talk. We left that place. Hey, I was thinking that this, my mother did not talk. There's something that is wrong. So she went to the house. And she called me. Mule, Mule,
where are you?
I rushed down to her. And she was doing like this. Suddenly, they just threw the stick with their manner. You see my stomach like this. Throw it on my stomach like this. Amala. So your head is not correct. Say you not eat it. Next time you try it, this thing, throw it in your mouth. That day I learned my lesson. There are some things husband and wife will talk to themselves without using the mouth. Verbal communication is different from non-verbal communication. Husband and wife, you should be able to look at yourself like this. And they say, well, they understand themselves. They understand themselves. That is how it should be. You should be able to understand yourself. I don't want to mention the name of a musician. In those days, while we are growing, when he's singing like this, and he's busy, by the time I'm gesticulating, you understand the person I'm talking about. And then he's busy
And then they look at the man like this. They know what to say.
You just look at the band like this. Suddenly, you will see the beat. It will just change. The trumpeters will begin to trumpet. The saxophonists, they will just come. They will say, pow! Pow, 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 pow. Oh! That blew my mind. That is non-verbal communication. That is how it should be, even in the family. The product of our communication should be like music in the ears of people that are listening to us. How many one have I mentioned now? Baba and number three, written communication. Written communication. You remember in those days when the grannies and the mom grand are dating one another? You know how they used to do it? They write themselves. You are the apple in my eyes. You are the beautiful sky over my head. Amen. You are the tea in my, you are the sugar in my tea. Amen. These are the things that the grannies, they write to themselves. Beautiful prose. Sound words. Convicting words. You know, women are moved by what they hear. When you write something down, at times the letters, they will keep it. One day, if there's any trouble, they bring it out. And if the lady will call the name of the man, they are hold up. Say, Jide, come here. Come and see this.
How will it?
Is this not what you wrote to me?
In
1958. And he will read it. Say, I'm the one that wrote this. That it means that then my head was correct. But now something is wrong. So he will now call back his senses. Written communication. Send good messages within yourself. I think I've shared this with you before. In a church like this, or a setup like this, the man asked the men, send a message to your wife. I love you. And they send it to themselves. And they say, let us wait. But the reply of the woman, I love you. Send it to the wife. Suddenly, reply started to come. Brother, what is it in your reply? The wife said, have you impregnated another woman? Your own God? Is this a joke or what? That's the reply of the woman to the husband. Am I dreaming? That's the reply of another one. Why? Because he has never said it. So it now sounds strange to the ear of the woman. He's not communicating properly with the wife in the home. If we should ask among our men now, in the last 1 week, be sincere, or in the last 1 year, 1 year, how many of you have ever sent a message to mommy? Say, mommy, I love you. Let me see your hand. Hey. Okay, can you see now? Thank God for children of God. They will not lie. Ask from them now.
They
say, Pastor,
you
don't understand. I'm so busy. Okay, when will I have time to be writing?
I love you to my wife.
Are we dating now? In those days, I can do that. I don't have time for things like that. I love you. Three words. I love you. So difficult for people to say. Okay, men. Another question. In the last 1 year, that you and your wife, you had disagreement. I will now pick a text message. Send it to the wife. Say, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Three words. Three words again. Can I see your wife? That you say, I am sorry. Can you see again?
Just two, three.
Can you see? Communication. Number four. Visual communication. Visual communication. That's another form of communication. Within the family. It's not everything that you say with your mouth. It's not everything you say with your hand. At times, there are some things that need to be seen. And you know this is a message. It's a message. Your wife that used to wear turban 24/7. And she wear a skirt from top of the neck up to the toes. Maybe after service today. After hearing a teaching like this. Now get to the house at night. She now took the turban, put it aside. Now walked on the hair and looked good. And then maybe along the road in Baggy there. Now see a place where they are selling nightgown. Beautiful. Appealing. A transparent one. And she now wear it at night. And she was moving from one end of the room to another end. And you as husband, you know that this woman, this is not the way she does. What is that one telling you? Thank God for grandma. At times women are not made to speak everything. Just use some visual communication means to communicate what is in their heart. You get to the house, a woman that will welcome you suddenly, just do like this, give you a cold shoulder. You should be able to know that something is wrong. That is visual communication. And by the time you work on it, things will get better. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Are we there? We are moving to another realm in this teaching.
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Let's look at verse 10. What is there? 1 Corinthians 14:10. Can I read? Some people are still looking for it. 1 Corinthians 14:10. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthian church, said, there are so many kinds of voices in this world. Research has shown us that there are 9,000 known languages all over the world. In Nigeria alone, we have almost 400 different languages. Nigeria alone. And all of them, they have meaning. And they can communicate with themselves. As at now, research has shown that out of the 9,000 known languages, that 3,000 has gone into extinction. But the other 6,000 are still active. But one thing is this: they agree with the submission of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthian church. That, number one, that the church is a place of diverse tongues and words. Number two, each tongue and voices functions with meanings and understanding. Number three, that a voice carries a message to be called useful. And a voice that carries no message is not useful. And number four, a voice that carries useless messages is harmful. And number five, that a voice you can call harmless can carry a message to the other parties in the communication ring. Paul's admonition to the family about communication is what I want to share with the church in a few minutes before we round off. And I want you to listen attentively to what Paul is bringing out in his letter to the Corinthian church. Number one. Let somebody say number one. Say it again. Say it again. You understand? You understand? Say it again. What am I telling you when I ask you to repeat like that? To wake up somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Number one, your voice is a gift from God. Use it wisely. Your voice is a gift from God. Use it wisely. Don't use your voice like a foolish fellow. Use it wisely. If you go and you read the book of James chapter 3, you will see some things there, right from verse 1 down to 9, about the tongue. That the tongue is full of evil. You need to tame it. You need to use it wisely. Don't use your voice like a fool. Let me tell you some things. Examples of how some people use their tongue. Can you write it down? When they want to talk. Husband or wife? One. He said, I will slap you. Can you see that? Even among Christians. I will slap you. You are not using the gift of the tongue that God has given you wisely. Another one. I will divorce you. That's another way they use their tongue. Before they will say anything, say, I will divorce. There's a man in our community before, somewhere around. What she normally tell her wife anytime the woman goes out and the woman comes inside, you say, I got you. The way he will say it, that's the way I want everybody to see it. Get here. Before you know it, everybody in the community, they will say, Baba, get here. That's the name they give to the woman. The woman must not go out. You say, get here. That is, I have seen you with another man. If that's what he's saying, who gets here? They did not enjoy themselves at all. He's always fighting and fighting. Number three, I'm done with this marriage. That's the way some people use their tongue. I'm done with this marriage. Number four, you are a sheep or. Yes, you are a sheep or. A sheep or. That's the husband talking to the wife like that. Number five. Say, you are good for nothing. Some women will be saying, that is the way my husband used to talk. Good for nothing. Another one. You are hopeless. You are hopeless. Hopeless man. Hopeless man. Glory, Lord. Number seven. You are useless. You are useless. That's the husband talking to the wife. Or the wife talking to the wife. Another one. I don't know how I married you up in the first place. I don't know. That's the husband talking to the wife. Or the wife talking to the husband. I don't know. How I managed to marry you in the first place. Wrong way to use their tongue. Wrong communication. Another one. I blame myself for marrying you. I blame myself. They have had five children for themselves. And the wife is still blaming herself for marrying. And the husband, after five children, you are still blaming yourself. Number 10. I hate you. I hate you. That's the way some people communicate. Number 11. You can go to hell. You can go to hell. Number 12. I don't care. I don't care. A little thing will happen in the home like this. That's what the husband will be saying. Or the wife. I don't care. Number 13. You call yourself a man. You call yourself a man. So if they are calling men to come out, you will come out. That's the wife talking to the husband. Another one. Can't you be like my ex? My ex, my former girlfriend. Can't you be like my ex? If your ex is good enough, why don't you marry your ex? Another one. Can't you be like Mr. So and so? Why can't you be like Mr. So and so? Look at that man. Can't you be like him? Another one. You are so ugly. Husband talking to the wife. Wife talking to the husband. You are so ugly. After having three children for themselves, they are still saying that to them. Another one. You are a wicked woman. You are a wicked woman. This is a woman that is preparing Igure for him 10 years, 20 years ago. Now she is a wicked woman. Another one. What a witch I have in the house. Husband to wife. What a witch I have in this house. Another one. This marriage cannot last. That's the husband who communicating. And the wife. They are prophesying. Others are prophesying that it shall be well with me, oh. It shall be well with my home, oh. It shall be well with my children, oh. What is their prophecy? This marriage is going nowhere. Another one. We are not compatible at all. We are not compatible at all. Another one. Look at the wife or the. Say, you are a bitch. You are a bitch. You are a bitch. You are a prostitute. Another one. If you misbehave, I will leave you. If you misbehave, I will leave you. Another one. I don't love you anymore. I don't love you anymore. I don't love you anymore. Another one. You are a parasite. Afumo. You are a parasite. So many like that. Your voice is a gift from God. Use it wisely. I'm showing you how some people are using it. They are not using it wisely. That's what Paul was telling them. Use it wisely. Don't use it to condemn yourselves. Don't use it to destroy yourselves. Another thing that Paul was telling the Corinthian churches is that you have to communicate with one another. Talk to your family members. You saw what we read in Malachi chapter 3 verse 16. That they that feared the Lord speak one often to another. They talk to themselves. How can you be husband and wife? And whenever you come to the church, the husband will be there. The wife will be there. They don't speak to one another. In case they want to communicate anything, they will call their children. Go and tell your mother. It is opera I want to meet this afternoon. Husband and wife. They are not talking with one another. In the same church. I've seen it before. If I say, rise up now. Go and greet somebody. Say, God bless you. In a church. The man was approaching the man. Just in the church. This snake. In the same church of God. I can ask you to do it now. Okay, rise up. go and greet somebody. I know you will select the person that you know. I know. Rise up. Say God bless you. Huh? God bless you. Say it another fellow, say it to another fellow. Say it to another fellow. God bless you. It shall be well with you. I saw some people, they are not moving at all. I saw them. They are not greeting anybody. Go to three people and say, God bless you. It shall be well with you. You will move forward. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah. I was preaching in the place.
Who was the people?
How somebody is getting the message?
The people will come here.
Is it that?
Or you prefer me
to? That's what you want. Make something
whole.
In the New Testament church, if you don't have the grace to teach, you cannot pastor. That is the standard of the scripture. It's not a no. You must be able to impact knowledge. Paul said, only to show thyself approved of the God. A workman that needeth not their
soul,
rightly dividing the word
for truth.
They sent me to a region.
The
assembly pastor and the region of Africa informed themselves.
Assembly pastor,
some people were not happy.
You know what?
They were thinking, I'm not going to this side.
What do you want to do?
I'm not joining the other side. I'm not preaching like a pastor. This pastor came to support the assembly. This pastor came to support the region of
Pakistan.
On the Sunday morning like this, as I was preaching, they have arranged themselves. They asked one of the technical people, they need prayers. They asked one of them, when that man start to preach, switch off the generator. And you switch off the
generator.
Ah, what is happening? My interpreter said, I said, what is that mean? He said, have you negotiated with them? Interpreter! I jumped like this. I was looking at the interpreter like this. This is the person that we are preaching to the church together. And I cannot shake hands with you. In the same church. Say, have you negotiated? I never knew I was working with a child of the devil. that I should be negotiating with you. I jumped away from her. I said, I cannot preach with you. And she left the altar. And I continued the message. They were thinking that I will not preach that day. I preached. I collected up. I ran up the service. When they had in Lagos, they said, who is the pastor? Everybody wanted to see me. By the time I approached, say, are you the pastor? They were thinking it's one. And they saw the man like this. You are the one. And you're able to stand before those people. They are very wicked in that place. The first arrow that we sent there, they caught him with cutlass. The second one, the same thing. And you stood. I said, do you know my name? Stephen. Uh-huh. You know now. The first Christian martyr. That's my name. So I'm ready to die. Let them kill me now. I'm ready. Everybody was just looking at me. So in the church of God, that you are in prison with. At times, in the spirit, I've seen an interpreter before. He was dragging my message like this. But I did not talk. I was just looking. I continued the message. And God did what he wanted to do. Few months after, they brought an evangelist, not a pastor, to that same place. And she was doing that to that pastor. And that one faced her in the spirit. Before you know it, that fellow started to manifest on the altar. God have mercy. Communication. Use your voice to convey meaningful messages. Use your voice to convey meaningful messages. When people hear you, they should not be saying, from your mouth. Meaningless messages. Number four. Use your voice to spread joy, not sorrow. Not sorrow. Use your voice to spread love, not hatred. Use your voice to promote unity, not division. Use your voice to promote your partner, not to demote your partner. Use your voice. I was with a family once. I nearly shed tears. Husband and wife, they were talking to themselves. And the children were there. And the husband looked at the wife. He said, in the presence of your people, tell them, am I the one that is fighting? Husband and wife. With grown up children. And he was saying that. Talk now. And he did not count it as anything wrong. He did not count it as anything wrong. He was saying it with excitement. Before their children. Use your voice to promote your partner, not to demote your partner. Use your voice to promote God and not to demote God. Use your voice to promote faith, not to promote fear. Use your voice to appreciate your partner, not to disrespect her. Use your voice to promote forgiveness and mercy. Use your voice to establish destinies of other people. Use your voice to bless one another and not to pronounce curses at random. Waking up your children with curses. Waking your wife with curses. It's not good. Use your voice to promote joy and not to spread depression. Use your voice to promote joy, not sorrow. Use your voice to establish prophecies upon your family and not to ridicule the word of God upon your family. Use your voice to sing new songs, meaningful songs, praiseful songs, songs that will move heaven, not songs of war with your husband, not songs of war among the couples. Use your voice to establish life and not to cause death. Use your voice to celebrate spirituality, not carnality. Use your voice to open the treasures of heaven and not to promote tribulation from heaven over your family. Use your voice like fire that cooks the meal. Use your voice like salt in the soup. Use your voice like rain that brings relief upon humanity. Don't use your voice in a terrible way. Don't use it in a terrible way. Don't use it in a terrible way. I've shared with the Church of God about so many ways that some people used to abuse their tongue in communication. So many things that husband and wife say against themselves. Words that do not edify. Words that do not bless. This morning, as a church of God, we need to repent. We need to repent. Amen. Are we all guilty as charged? Some of us, we are so good. No, that woman deserves it though. Pastor, it's because you are not there. If you are in my shoes, you will say something about that. But this morning, God wants us to change. That's why he's sending this message. Bow down your heads to pray. Bow down your heads to pray. Talk to God. God, help me. Help me. I don't want to call any prayer, just talk to God from the bottom of your heart, from the depth of your heart. Talk to God.
Thank you. Our hope can be happy home in our own way.